It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's our last show of the week, Tone. We are bumped Thursday and Friday by coverage of the greatest event of the sports calendar, the NFL Draft.
And Tony Kornheiser, will you even watch after the ninth pick when Chicago's done? Will you even watch?
Only if we trade down. If we trade down, I got to stay with it. But you know what happens. If the Bears aren't in this position, I will never watch the draft again. Never. Right now.
You'll be in the position again.
I'm all in.
You'll be in the position. You'll be in the position again. Don't worry about it.
Nah.
You'll lose some games here and there. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NBA says fouls went uncalled in the Sixers-Knicks finish. Jaden Daniels says he wants to be the greatest running quarterback of all time. And Booger McFarland joins us to break down the NFL draft. But we begin today with NBA playoff action from last night. The Mavericks beat the Clippers to tie that series at 1-1. The Pacers drubbed the Bucks to tie that series at 1-1. And the Timberwolves were the only home team to win. They beat Phoenix by 12 to take a 2-0 lead in that series. Wilbon, which result did you find most intriguing?
I'm sorry, you're not going to start with giving me credit? I didn't get all three. I said all three road teams, but I got two. And the Suns look
just
the Suns are just.
When's my turn?
So okay.
I'll get to that.
Tony, the one that intrigued me the most was Dallas beating the Clippers. And they had Kawhi Leonard back. There was some rust. He wasn't himself, and the others deferred to him, and that didn't work in this game. But you got to put him back in the lineup at some point. And they did. But Tony, what got me was Dallas doing something the Dallas Mavericks are not known to do. Defending. They got after the Clippers. Specifically, let me give credit to two guys that I'm always ripping when it comes to not even attempting to play defense, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. They got after it. And look, they didn't get after it early in the year when they were 22nd or 23rd in defense. And now, Tony, they have scooted all the way up. They were like top five the last 6 weeks of the season. They're after it. That's coaching. Somebody has convinced them, I don't know whether it's emotionally, inspirationally, schematically, somebody on Jason Kidd's staff, and that's why he's in my top three for Coach of the Year. He has gotten guys who had no interest in defense to say, Harden, Kawhi, Paul George, guard them, and we can do this. The Dallas Mavericks were in the Clippers. I don't know if they're going to win this series, but I like the transformation we've seen out of them defensively.
So I want to give you credit for picking all three road teams last night, and two of them won.
Yeah.
But if you go back to the tape on Monday, you will see where I said specifically Dallas would win Indiana would win.
You did.
Just those two. So I believe I had that.
All
okay. So what intrigues me the most? I'm not intrigued by Milwaukee losing because they don't have their best player on the court. And Damian Lillard, who you love, now has 0 points in the fourth quarter of two games. Zero points. I'm not intrigued by the Clippers losing because, honestly, Mike, I think that Dallas is a better team.
Okay.
I think the Clippers are aging, and I think they're overrated. And I would have made the same point about Doncic being a lockdown defender, which we've never seen before. So that leads me to say that I am most intrigued with the way that Minnesota has handled Phoenix in two games now.
That's fair.
Yesterday, their turnover margin was unbelievable in terms of points off turnovers. It was 31-2.
It was crazy.
And I don't want to hear any more about their big three as if Bradley Beal is a special player. He's a guy who scores a lot of points on losing teams. He's never won anything. Last night, Mike, and I'll get out of here after this, their big three, 18 of 45 from the floor and 3 of 12 from three.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear it.
They weren't special, Tom. They were not. And Minnesota, like you said, really impressive, particularly defensively. I'll give you that on the Timberwolves.
Yep.
You know. Yep. Game three between the Knicks and Sixers isn't until tomorrow night, but we still have an aftermath to study from Monday's thrilling game two to sort through. The NBA's last two-minute report indicates that the Sixers were fouled at least twice without whistles in the last on that last inbounds possession, both times for pinballing Tyrese Maxey, including knocking him to the floor. Tone, if you're the Sixers and you hear all this now, how would you feel?
So is this a trick question? Is there some hidden answer that I don't know about? When I stop talking, are you going to tell me what's going on? Because how I would feel is I'd be mad, I'd be outraged, and I'd want compensation. But there is no compensation.
No.
They're not replaying the end of that game. No. That game is in the books. And everybody who played sports ever understands how this works. Until you get to the point where you can stop the game right there and replay it right there, nothing is going to happen. It's Philadelphia's turn in a box. You know, that's how it works right now. Look, if I'm Philadelphia players, if I'm Philadelphia fans, maybe I take some comfort in hearing this, but I'm hearing it 48 hours later. It doesn't do me any good. I know this one thing. I don't want to be a referee in Game 3 in Philadelphia. Ooh. I don't want that. Ooh. I don't want that. And I'm going to go back to what I said yesterday. Don't miss the forest for the trees. The last frantic 30 seconds of that game was great. The ball was flying around. Yeah. Players were flying around. Mike, I'm torn between wanting to get it right and wanting to have the visual experience of seeing a great ending.
Tony, I just wonder whether or not it's worth it, the effort of having transparency. And I applaud the effort. But when you have to do this and one team just looks wronged and you look suspicious, look, there's more conspiracy talks around in the NBA than all the other leagues combined. It's always been that way, and particularly the last, I don't know, 20 years. So what do you? If you're Philly, you're angry. But I like Joel Embiid's approach after that game. And I know he had his head down, and he was so angry he didn't want to look at the camera. I get that, because I get that way if I lose anything, especially to you on a golf course. Joel Embiid says, we're coming back home. We're winning these games. So get started with that. Let that anger be fueled and directed not at the people in the striped shirts, but the people in the blue shirts or whatever they wear, orange and blue. Let it be directed at the Knicks. That's all you can do. When we all saw it in live time, we didn't need a two-minute report to know that there were a lot of screw-ups.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I think Philadelphia is going to crush in game three. Move now to the NFL draft. Jaden Daniels, the Heisman-winning quarterback at LSU, who was widely expected to be drafted 2 or 3, says he would like to surpass Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson as the best running quarterback ever. Wilbon, is that something the team that drafts Daniels should want?
No, Tony, probably not. And look, Baltimore is still figuring out how to balance Lamar Jackson's heroic running with staying in the pocket and getting it done from there. And, oh, wait, Lamar Jackson's never been to this one thing that he wants to go to more than anything else, which is a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right? And Michael Vick never got close. So what's the goal? Is the goal to show your bag, which is all kids talk about now, his bag is deep. To hell with your bag. Do you want to win the games? Do you want to win in this league? Do you want to win at the highest level? Do you want to get to and win a Super Bowl? And Tony, I don't want to hold him too responsible for this, because good coaching can bring the best out and suppress these other instincts. When people are guys of that age with his physical talents, they all want to show it off, right? They all want to show you how deep their bag is. It's up to a great coaching staff, if he can join a team that has that, to say, hold on, Junior, we're going a different direction.
Yeah, I'm not much for bags. I don't know how that works, but I will say this, that Daniels, a lot of people think he's going to go at number 2 to Washington. And I live in Washington, and you occasionally live in Washington as well. And so I would say in the abstract, wanting to be the greatest running quarterback ever is fine. But, you know, I mean, this is, you look at Lamar Jackson, a great running quarterback can influence a game. He's probably won more games with his legs than with his arm to this point. But this isn't college anymore. This isn't where this kid Daniels can go over 1,100 yards last year, I believe, at LSU. The defenders, as people find out, are bigger and stronger and faster. And sometimes when they hit you, you stay hit. So for people in Washington, I have 4 words for you.
Ooh, I know what
Robert
this is.
Robert Griffin III, okay? Because his career was ended because of running. I want my quarterback to have an instinct for running. I don't want him to say, I want to be the greatest runner of all time.
No, you don't.
If you want to do that, be a running back. You know, use discretion. Do what Mahomes does, what Dak Prescott does,
coached.
What Joe Burrow does.
Coaching.
Take it when it's available.
Gotta be coached.
But don't. Oh, let's take a break. Coming up, how many quarterbacks should go in the top 10 picks of tomorrow's NFL draft? We will ask Booger McFarland.
We'll also ask him whether there's anything in the world about Caleb Williams. That's my quarterback. that concerns him.
So Jaden Daniels is 6'4", which is big, but only 210, Mike.
He's big. Thin. He's big and fast, though. He's come on, Tony. He's fast. But look,
don't
you, can,
you worry.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about
running. I saw
running.
Robert Griffin. Yes. I know what happened here at the end. He had a brilliant year, a brilliant first season. And then.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The first round of the NFL draft is tomorrow night, and here to help us break it down is our great friend, ESPN NFL and college football analyst, Booger McFarland, wearing a Lock & Var golf club shirt today. Let me start with this. Everybody is talking about quarterbacks at the top of the draft, at least three, maybe four, maybe even five at the top of the draft. So my question is, how many quarterbacks do you think should go in the top 10? And as a secondary question, is J.J. McCarthy one of them?
Well, I think there should be three quarterbacks going in the top 10. When you look at Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May, I think their talent, their body of work has secured them being in the first round, and they're worthy of being the top three picks in the draft. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to go in the top 10 based on the fact that this league is starving for quarterbacks. But here's how I would equate the marriage of one team to J.J. McCarthy. Would you guys get married to somebody if you've only dated them for like 3 months? And essentially, that's what's going to happen with the team and J.J. McCarthy, because we haven't seen him do it long enough. We've seen him make some throws. We've seen him use the athleticism. We've seen him do the things that it's required to be a starting quarterback. I just haven't seen enough of it, Tony. So it's a huge risk. And I just don't know. Maybe Mike would, but I don't know if me and you would marry somebody after 3 months and think that it was going to be a stable marriage.
Yeah, the Golden Bachelor tried that. How'd that work out for him? How'd that work out for them, Booger? That didn't work out all that well. Let's zero in for a second on Caleb Williams, one of those quarterbacks we all agree on. I'm in the tank for this kid. My son attends the same high school that produced Caleb Williams here in Washington, D.C., Gonzaga High School. I'm totally in the tank for him, but you are looking at this from a greater and more reasonable distance. Is there anything about Caleb Williams that you've seen, heard, found out for yourself so far, fear, that worries you?
Well, there's really only one thing, Mike, and it's the fact that can you get this young man to play on time and play in rhythm? You know, if you think about what Denver did with Russell Wilson, the reason Russell Wilson is no longer in Denver is because he couldn't play on time in that offense, and Sean Payton wanted a quarterback that could play on time. Well, Caleb Williams is kind of the same guy. Like, he wants to move around. He wants to improvise. He wants to make those wild-type plays because he can do that and because he had to at USC. Jordan Addison was gone, and this past year, he didn't really have a top receiver, so he was running around making those wild plays. But if you look at the pure talent, I think his ability and his ceiling, we often compare him to Patrick Mahomes because of those plays. If he gets close to what we think he can be, then you got a home run, you got an all-pro quarterback. But that's the one thing. If you were to tell me, Caleb Williams doesn't succeed, and here's why. It's because the quarterback coach, it's because the offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron in Chicago, could not get this young man to play on time. It's the one little thing that kind of scares a lot of people, but I really don't think it's a big deal. I think he's going to be dynamite from day one when he steps into the league.
All right, I certainly like hearing that. Booger, let's broaden this out for a second. I want to ask you about something that I heard Mel Kiper say, which just was like wow to me. And he said this was the most intriguing draft that he's seen in the 40-plus years he's been doing this. And I thought, wow, Mel says that. There's some gravity, some weight there. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it resonates because we just don't know what we're going to get. It's one of those drafts that after the first pick, after Caleb goes, we think it's going to be for sure two quarterbacks. Maybe it's going to be three. Maybe you get 4, 5, and 6 in McCarthy. You get Bo Nix and you get Michael Penix Jr. So there's an opportunity to bring in a lot of talent in the first round in this draft. And I think no one really knows which team is going to move up, who's going to come up and get the quarterback, who's going to be the first defensive player off the board. Like, normally we have an idea, but I think there's so much intrigue. There's so many teams starving for quarterbacks. There's so many teams that think that they can take that next step. Look at Buffalo. They traded away their number one wide receiver. Everybody knows they need a receiver. Kansas City doesn't have a left tackle. They need a left tackle. The Saints need a tackle. So there's so much movement by teams that we usually know what they're going to do. I think that's where the intrigue comes in at.
We will get you out of here on this. We've talked about quarterbacks. There are a lot of wide receivers expected to go high. But you play defense. You don't care about quarterbacks and wide receivers except quarterbacks if you knock them down. Are there players at other positions who you are particularly high on in this draft?
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball. I'll start with what I think is the best defensive player in the draft, and that's Leiatu Latu out of UCLA. Now, he comes with a little caveat. There's a medical issue. He was medically retired when he attended the University of Washington, but he's been healthy when he went down to UCLA. But he is the best edge rusher in the draft, a tactician. He's got not only one move, he's got move 2 and 3. And so he comes in to this league ready to rush like a guy like Max Crosby at the Las Vegas Raiders. I look at Dallas Turner, another edge guy. Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo. It's not often we hear small school guys this high in the draft because of the transfer portal. Those guys usually transfer and go to a bigger school. But Quinyon Mitchell, I think, has a chance to be the first cornerback taken. Nobody's talking about Byron Murphy II, defensive tackle out of the University of Texas. Another guy, when you start thinking about the guy in L.A. that just retired, Aaron Donald, he's not Aaron Donald, but when you think about guys that look like that, that look like me, Tony, 6'1", 290 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, these are the guys that you want that can come up the middle and get after the quarterback. And so him, Johnny Newton, it's a couple of guys. I think the defensive guys that go in the first round are going to stick out because it's not going to be a lot of them, but they're going to be really, really good players.
Thank you, Booger.
Booger,
such a pleasure.
That's
for
great.
Us. Thank you so much.
Twisted steel.
Thank you.
Twisted steel. Yeah. You got to like that, too.
And sex appeal,
and
Mike.
Sex appeal.
Twisted steel,
forget.
Baby.
Yeah. All
Booger,
right.
Thank
Let's take
you.
One last break. Still to come, Bill Belichick appears to have a new gig.
And Reggie Bush gets something back that was snatched from him 14 years ago. That's been a while. I like this Murphy kid from Texas. Like, I'm thinking that's a bear. If Odunze's not there, he's a bear. You put him in the middle of a defensive line, reminds me of a young Dan Hampton.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Happy time, people. Happy 46th birthday, Matt Nagy. All right, Wilbon, don't explode until I get through this. Nagy is back where he found first recognition as offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. He was in Kansas City with Andy Reid from 2013 through 2017. That's before Patrick Mahomes became the starter. Nagy worked with Alex Smith. From there, he got the head coaching job in Chicago. In 2018, his first season, Nagy was coach of the year. He brought your Bears in at 12-4 and won the NFC North with Mitch Trubisky running the show. Okay, it fell off after that, and you blasted him. The Bears fired Nagy. He returned to Kansas City, where he's now won two Super Bowls in a row. Is it possible you're wrong about Nagy?
No, he was a head coach, and he got fired even after going 12-4. He wanted to be coaching Patrick Mahomes. He got his wish. He didn't want to coach Mitch Trubisky. He didn't. I've had people in the Kansas City organization tell me that to my face. He wants to coach Mitch. Well, he's coaching him. I'm sorry, the other guy, 15, wants to coach him, didn't want to coach Mitch.
Mahomes.
So move on.
Happy anniversary, David Robinson. On this day 30 years ago, the Admiral scored 71 points to edge pass Shaquille O'Neal and win the NBA scoring title. Robinson finished with 29.8 points a game to Shaq's 29.3. There are only four players who ever scored more than 71. Wilt did it multiple times. Kobe had 81. David Thompson and now Luka Doncic had 73. Curiously, Robinson and Elgin Baylor were the only players to score 71 until Donovan Mitchell and Damian Lillard did it within weeks of each other in 2023. Shaq has two scoring titles, but he also has lost three of the five closest races in the last 50 years. This one to Robinson, another to Michael Jordan, and another to Allen Iverson.
I know Shaq has talked about this. This is one of those kind of semi-beef things that bothers me. I think David Robinson didn't sign an autograph or something when Shaq was growing up in San Antonio area when he was a kid. And I understand, that would make me crazy too. When I was a kid, I'd hold it against him forever. But come on, those are two of the great players in NBA history, two of the important players. I love them both. I wish there was some way to just... Bridget, maybe?
Why don't you do that? Why don't you make the peace?
I think
you can do that.
Happy
trails to Reggie Bush's wait for the return of his Heisman. Bush is getting back the 2005 Heisman he won at USC and then had to return in 2010 in the wake of significant NCAA sanctions that included Bush receiving improper benefits while at USC. This comes as a result of what is acknowledged to be a sea change in the landscape of college sports. Players can be paid. Players are paid. They're paid in buckets. So in effect, Bush has had his sentence commuted. Heisman winners Johnny Manziel, Matt Leinart, and Tim Brown supported Bush's efforts to get the Heisman back. Bush says he's thrilled to get it back. The Heisman people say they are thrilled to have Bush back. It's almost like it never happened, but it did.
This is the most overblown story of the day, maybe in months. Did you ever think that Reggie Bush wasn't a Heisman winner? Did you ever think that? No. You know he won the damn Heisman because you watched all the games like I did. I watched all the games. He's doing Wendy's commercials. He's Reggie damn Bush. He was great. I don't know whether he has the Heisman or when he has it, where it's going. Stop with this. It's a non-story. Reggie, glad you got it. Do another Wendy's commercial.
We have no time.
Big juice.
We have no time for the big finish. No time.
Good.
Zion says it's definitely realistic he can return during the playoffs. Your thoughts?
I got to beat probably OKC first. I down 1-0. I hope he comes back. I do. The Athletic reports Bill Belichick is expected to be a regular guest on next season's Manning Cast. This sounds fabulous, doesn't it?
If he wants to talk, he's great. The White Sox blew a 5-2 lead in the eighth to the Twins. They're now 3-20 on the season. Defend your team.
They're the worst Major League Baseball team I've ever seen. Watching 60 years Major League Baseball, never seen anything this bad. Shohei had the hardest hit home run in his Major League career last night against your Nationals. How'd that taste?
I'm going tomorrow. I just want to see him bat once. Play the game. Last one, Alex Ovechkin held without a point again last night against the Rangers. Is that cause for concern?
Yeah, for the Caps, the team. They're down 2-0. They took a bunch of stupid penalties, six of them last night. It's going to be tough to get a game.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We are bumped by draft coverage until Monday, knuckleheads. And now, cheers to Reggie Bush. Glad you got it back. Here's Sports Center. PTI.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.